Back on News Radio KMAN, and Focus continues here on a Tuesday morning. We're talking City of Manhattan, and if you've got any questions, feel free to call 785-537-1350. You can email questions also to studio at 1350kman.com. We're talking with Deputy City Manager Jason Hilders and Manhattan Mayor Wynn Butler. City Commission meets at 7 o'clock tonight. We've talked about the masks. We're going to move on to another agenda item here, and that's the first one on the agenda, and that has to do with a project going on at St. Isidore's Catholic Student Center right by K-State. So, Jason, tell us more about this.
Yeah, the Catholic Campus Center purchased the property at 1826 Anderson, which is the apartment complex just west of the church, and they plan to add on to the church and a rectory there. So it has to go through its traditional planned unit development process. So they brought that to the planning board, looked at that expansion, looked at obviously the parking, just the lot coverage and the variety of factors that zoning looks at when a project like this and of this magnitude expands into the neighborhood. The planning board reviewed that and had a unanimous vote for approval. It's pretty straightforward PUD amendment and final development plan, and the commission will consider that this evening as well and see if this is a project they'd like to see move forward.
What part of construction are they up to at this point, do you know?
You know, I come to work on Anderson and I'm not seeing a whole lot just yet. Usually they wait for that zoning to get approved before they invest a whole lot. But I could see the prep starting pretty soon after we're done with the zoning side.
All right. Mayor Butler, any comments on this one here?
No, I think, you know, this is pretty straightforward. I like the hard work the board's put in, and you know, when they unanimously approve something, I don't see the commission going against it.
All right. Got a couple more here from the planning board recommending one involving West Loop Shopping Center. What's this one?
Yeah, West Loop Shopping Center has come back with a PUD amendment for advertising within their shopping district in their windows. These PUDs can get fairly specific on what folks can and can't do when it comes to parking and lighting and signage. So in this particular case, when the PUD was established and even modified, it limited the signage that could be placed in the windows. So this alteration will allow up to about 50% coverage with signage on windows, and that can be, you know, a painted sign, a vinyl sign, something you can stick in the window or on top of it. So each business will have this opportunity, if this passes, to move forward with additional signage on their storefronts.
All right. Again, another straightforward item here. I don't think there'll be too much pushback from the commission on this one. What about item C? This is another planning board recommended approval here for the hotel project, looks like.
Yeah, so this is the Bluemont Hotel, and they have some ground floor renovations that they'd like to conduct, some of which include the sale of alcohol. When the Bluemont Hotel originally went in, there was some concern about there being some first floor bars that would compete with some of the businesses in Aggieville. So they wrote specific language within that PUD not to allow the sale of alcohol beyond their current bar that they have for their guests in their lobby. So this provision in this amendment would allow for additional business to find its way into that building and sell alcohol. The provisions that have been adjusted again by the planning board were reviewed. In addition to that, they recognized some of the sign language that they had for their businesses was fairly constricting, so they have loosened that up as well. It's a fairly consistent request as what West Loop had is for their windows. Some signage adjustments there for those businesses that will be coming in are in addition to the alcohol.
Okay, so Mayor Butler, any comments on this one here?
I'm glad to see us loosen some of it up. We need to be a little bit more business friendly, and I know, you know, originally they probably put that in there to help get the hotel built, but there it makes no sense to put constraints like that on a business. It doesn't. It's not a level playing field. I don't think the Marriott had any restrictions on that when it got built. So, you know, it's time to align that. You know, the Bluemont Hotel can't have, you know, sales on the ground floor, but the Marriott can. That makes no sense. So yeah, there was things in alignment.
Yep. There was that additional square footage that was put in the Bluemont. It sat vacant for quite a few years. And then I think we saw a real estate staging business go in there to put furniture and different things in houses and different real estate that's out there for sale. So anyway, there was always the ability for this ground floor retail to show up. And at the time, there was just a preference to have it more commercially based than restaurant and bar. And that's obviously shifted over time.
All right. Well, kind of staying in the Aggieville area here for just a moment, you know, we see the construction, we drive by it all the time here. The hotel itself, I don't know if I've heard an update on where it's at in its construction. Do you know?
Yeah, they still anticipate completion and opening by July, August timeframe. The city, along with our contractor, continues to do sidewalk work in front of Coco Bolo's, in front of Starbucks. We'll be ready to move adjacent to the hotel on Bluemont and then turn a corner on 12th Street here within the next 4 to 6 weeks. You still see them finishing up some brick facade work, but then they'll probably go pretty much interior with the rest of their finishes for the, you know, the next couple, 3 months.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting on, you know, 12th Street for the St. Patrick's Day, you know, celebration down. I think it's the first time the bollards got raised up and it was closed off. And unfortunately, we didn't have the greatest weather with the drizzle and all that, but a few people were using that. I'm really impressed with the way that portion of 12th Street came out, you know, because it doesn't have the curbs and the way the street's designed. And that's the first time that it was closed off. And I thought it was quite impressive. So that's coming along pretty much as envisioned.
Well, and, you know, and Bluemont Avenue itself has been pretty tight, and it's kind of bottlenecked for a while with the construction. Will we see that then opening up real soon here with the hotel project nearing completion?
Yeah, the city engineer and I talked quite a bit about just that project and many others in Aggieville, and that is a lane that he's feeling the pressure, and he's applying the pressure to lock construction to get that open just as quick as we possibly can. Traffic obviously has been a lot lower here of late with students obviously last semester not reporting, this semester not reporting necessarily on campus. But in the morning, you know, peak times, 8 a.m., 5 p.m., you're still having some issues. And weekends, you know, just getting down into the districts themselves, whether it's downtown or Aggieville, but that bottleneck has really pinched and backed up traffic. So it's something we look forward to doing here, you know, within the next couple months to get that lane back open, get those sidewalks back open and allow pedestrians and vehicles to move throughout that Bluemont corridor more freely.
You know, that's always going to be a busy intersection there, Bluemont and Manhattan Avenue. Is there anything in the pipes for the future for improvements of just making that a little bit more traffic friendly?
Yeah, Bluemont, Anderson, and North Manhattan, it's a complex little three-leg intersection. There's a little bit of a relief there as you head south into Aggieville, but it's one way. We redid that intersection in the Bluemont corridor probably 5-6 years ago now, and really at the time it was engineered and studied. You just have a lot of conflicts with pedestrians, bicyclists, and vehicles, and there's just the phasing on it is just going to be a difficult, time-consuming experience. There's not a way to really handle all that traffic in the different direction it wants to go. You know, we've done studies on the pedestrians moving through that intersection in the morning through, you know, K-State when it's in active and online, and people are reporting in person. There are thousands of pedestrians walking through that in the morning, so those signals have to accommodate that pedestrian movement. It really, it's there all day, even though the peak's in the morning, but that those phases are still there all day, and it just slows things down.
All right. Well, it's 9:30. Why don't we take our second break here of the show, and we will come back more with Mayor Butler and Deputy City Manager Hilgers on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.